Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. We have about 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got high pressure over our area for the weekend and a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. And then we have a small craft advisory for winds in effect through late tonight, starting this afternoon. So it's going to be windy on land and at sea. Today, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20. Wind waves from the north, 4 feet high at 5 seconds. Northwest swells, 7 feet high at 9 seconds apart. And areas of drizzle early, then patchy drizzle in the morning. And today we're going to be talking about something that's referred to in the maritime industry as the blue water fleet and the brown water fleet. The different kinds of vessels with different uses and used in different parts of the watery realm, and together they make up a big part of our supply chain that brings us all of our stuff and moves goods around. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have four inbounders, about seven or eight on the in the anchorages off Astoria, and seven outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first inbounder is the Tiger Jilin. She's arriving from South Korea. She's a bulk carrier headed for Astoria for the anchorage, but she'll be going upriver to pick up wheat. Probably arrived in the anchorage about 6:30 this morning. And she'll be heading upriver around noontime to Kalama to pick up wheat, so she won't be in our anchorage for very long. The Uni Sunshine is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview's anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30. She's ultimately going to the port of Longview to pick up pet coke for export. The Grand Mark is arriving from Tacoma. She's a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board, passing Astoria maybe around, maybe 4 p.m. or so. She is a very high-sided vessel. She'll big and blocky ship coming in. That's what those car carriers look like, very high sides. The Saga Wave is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's going to the port of Vancouver. I think her cargo might be bentonite clay, which I love to say is kitty litter, but it's a mineral that is very absorbent. It's used in different commercial and industrial applications for clarifying liquids. They use it to clarify wine, and it's also one of its uses is kitty litter. In our Astoria anchorage, we have, other than the Tiger Jilin, which is leaving around noon, the Gorgoy Picos is awaiting orders, as is the New Legacy, the GH Glory, and the Azura. Those are the ships in the Astoria anchorage. And a little bit upriver on the north side of the channel by Rice Island, opposite Tongue Point there, a little bit upriver there from Tongue Point. The Feng Mei, the BLC First, and the Cavo Alcyon are awaiting orders there. In our outbounders, we have the New Noble heading out of Kalama with wheat on board at about 5 a.m., so maybe around 10 a.m. past Astoria outbound. The Chembulk Lindy Alice is leaving Vancouver. She has some kind of refined petroleum on board, so we're thinking possibly gasoline, maybe jet fuel, something like that, maybe even biodiesel. Leaving around 8 a.m., that would put her past Astoria outbound around 2 p.m. The ATB Ocean Reliance, articulated tug and barge rig owned by Crowley Maritime. She's leaving Portland around 2 p.m., so maybe 8 p.m. past Astoria outbound, petroleum there too. The Agia Skeppy, that was in the anchorage for, I think, almost 2 weeks out there, is finally leaving the port of Longview with wheat on board. She's heading out about 2:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound then about 3.5 hours later. Continental Highway is heading out of Portland with Toyotas on board. She came in to drop off probably, from what I understand, about a third of her cargo goes to each port. And so these dedicated car ships that only carry Toyotas, say, will leave Japan, go up to Puget Sound, deposit about a third of their cargo in a port there, come here to the Columbia River, same thing, and then down the coast, maybe San Francisco, something like that, L.A., and deliver the rest. And then they go back to Japan. So she will probably pass Astoria outbound. Well, she's leaving from Portland at about 5 p.m., so maybe about 11 o'clock tonight you might see her running lights going by, outbound past Astoria toward the Columbia River Bar. The Horizon Armonia is leaving Portland from a berth that handles petroleum and biodiesel, so could have that on board. Leaving about 5:30, maybe 11:30 this evening outbound. And the Ken I, another ship that has been in our Astoria anchorage, is now leaving the port of Longview with soda ash on board, leaving about 6 p.m. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 9:30 p.m. Well, I was thinking about cargo and moving things around and how interesting our ship and vessel traffic is here on the Columbia. Because we have a little bit of everything going by, I think. You know, we see everything from big ships from other countries, tugboats that are local vessels, that are domestic registered vessels in the U.S. We have research vessels. We have commercial fishing boats. We have cruise vessels. So you get to see a real smattering of lots of different kinds of vessels and lots of different kinds of barges hauling lots of different things. We even see barges that can pound pilings into the sea bottom, so in the river bottom. So lots of activity going on the river all the time with different kinds of vessels. And so I want to talk a little bit about a couple of terms that you might hear if you picked up an industry magazine from the maritime industry. You might see reference to something called blue water shipping and brown water shipping, or blue water traffic and brown water traffic. So blue water is a term that refers to the open ocean. So the ships that come here from Japan are referred to as blue water vessels. They're cargo ships that go out on the big wide sea and travel around the world. The brown water vessels are those that travel in domestic waters. So they tend to be Jones Act vessels, which are vessels that are registered in the United States under a law that requires that ships that and vessels and tugs and barges, say, that go from one U.S. port to another U.S. port carrying cargo that originates in a U.S. port need to be registered in the United States. So that is a law that is argued about over and over again over the years, but so far it still holds, and it's been a way to legally protect the existence of the U.S. domestic fleet of vessels. So we see tugboats right out here off Astoria. Sometimes they're pushing barges, sometimes they're hauling them, sometimes they're attached together in ATB rigs. Those are generally brown water fleet vessels, although sometimes tugs do go across the ocean. You really don't know when we see them where they're headed. But they are a big part of the supply chain because the Columbia River, Snake River system goes all the way to Lewiston, Idaho. And once you get inland from Portland on the Columbia, depth is a big restriction. You really can't take ships past Portland because of the depth and other issues as well. But so these brown water vessels tend to be lower, smaller, shorter draft. Draft is how far a vessel extends below the surface of the water. Maybe tugboats 14 feet or less. I'm just estimating based on vessels I've seen. The ships that typically come into the Columbia River are drawing or extend below the waterline about 30 feet or so, sometimes more. And our channel is at its maximum depth, 43 feet at low tide. So that means that if you have a vessel that extends further than that down under the water, you really can't come in here. And you'll see some vessels that arrive here with the tide, because they have a little bit more draft or they're heavily loaded, and they will come in at the high tide and sort of surf that because the tide moves up the river. So it'll be high tide here in Astoria, then it'll be high tide in Brownsmead, then it'll be high tide in Clatskanie. It sort of rolls up the river like a wave, which is exactly what it is. And so some ships will arrive here and take advantage of that extra depth and go upriver to deliver their cargo. And then maybe coming downriver, they don't have so much cargo on board and depth isn't as much of an issue. But in general, vessels are always trying to not hit anything. And so these calculations are made very carefully about tides and bridge heights and all these things, because you basically want to be floating at all times. That's a real kind of one of those things that you always want to be doing when you're in a vessel, unless it's being maintained or repaired. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.